الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأسرن به نقعا فأسرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers and ordinary students, Allah guide me to say the correct words at the correct time. I have said a surah Wal-Adiyat Dhabha, many of us know it by heart. Children after Maktab Madrasa learn it by heart. The running of the horses. Whatever we see around us is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sun, the moon, the green trees, the fruit trees, the orchards, the vegetables. Then those animals, sheep, goat, cow, camel, ox. And horses also are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we benefit from these animals. We eat our halal food from mutton, sheep, steak we have, cattle, etc. Must be slaughtered by a Muslim inside Bismillahi Allahu Akbar or Bismillahi Rahman Rahim, and then an animal becomes halal for us. Similarly, during the golden era of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the mode of transport was horse, camel, and donkey. And the modern day method of traveling that we have today, it was not available during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this simple verses are explaining that the horse, how it's so dutiful to his master, and how the human control the horses, especially at the time of war, when they use the horses in the battlefields against the non-Muslims, against the enemies. Let's do the English translation first. Allah Ta'ala takes an oath by those horses that run panting or snorting or making a noise when they are tired, when they are running fast. Then those horses that create sparks by striking their hoofs on the stones. Then those horses that invade at the morning, normally when they're planning a battle and to attack the enemy. Early part in the morning when it's a good dark and the sun is just Super Sati is just coming, and still a little bit time for the sunrise. That time many people are fast asleep. Could be the soldiers of the enemies also are sleeping. But that was a suitable time to go and attack your enemy with the horses and raise a trail of dust therein, then enter at the same time into the center of the opposing host. Man is indeed very ungrateful to his Lord, to Allah, and he himself is a witness to that fact. Allah knows everything what we are doing morning to evening, what we do inside the masjid, outside the masjid, what we are doing at home or anywhere else in the world. Everything the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in love, in his love for wealth, mankind, he is very intense and be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does he not then know what will happen when all that is contained in the graves will be overturned, when we pass away and go in the grave? We spend most of our time earning money, becoming richer, richer. No time for ibadat. But when we go in the grave, we come to know. And all that is contained in the hearts will be exposed. Surely, Ya Allah, that day will be fully aware of them, the day of Qiyamah. Now let's do the little explanation. The horse, how Allah Ta'ala created it, and it can run slowly and also fastly, and Allah has given certain senses to the horse, how to behave at times of war. And sometimes some horses are so well trained that when you're riding it at a high speed, and if somebody happened to put something on his leg or hit the leg, automatically lifts the leg up instead of the leg being cut. Or sometimes it hops over the stick or over the sword. Those that used to fight with sword, etc. But that horse, however it is, the rider has full control of it and want to stop it, pull the railings, stops. Once you go to the right, it goes to the right. It goes to the left. When an animal is obedient to his master, we as humans, Allah gave us some intellect to recognize our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much must we be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah ta'ala is fully aware of what we do. And one of the main reasons for us to become disobedient to Allah, Allah says in this verse, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. I got Marif al-Quran in front of me. It is mentioned, literally the word khayr means any good thing. In Arabic, it means wealth, which is something good, halal, permissible wealth. Implying that wealth is an embodiment of goodness and benefit. However, some type of wealth can involve man in untold misery. In the hereafter, this will be the position of all wealth acquired through unlawful haram means. Sometimes wealth in this world too can prove to be nuisance and disaster. Nonetheless, according to Arabic terminology, worldly goods in this verse have been described as khair. At the same time, the same word is another verse is in taraka khaira, he leaves some wealth. Now we are living in this world, we have our necessities with us, food, clothing, shelter. We're not saying don't go to work or become lazy or ask people for zakats and handouts. We need to earn our halal rozi, and we feel happy for Muslim professionals, Muslim businessmen, and our respected ulama kiram, imams of masjid, teachers of Aftun Maktab Madrasa, full-time teachers of Hifz classes, Darul Uloom. We have to give them a good reasonable salary with undivided attention so that they can focus on fulfilling the responsibility of imamhood, of teaching, etc. They can serve the community in a better way. We, our children go to the madrasa, we read salah behind the imams. So the whole community is benefiting from this ulama ikram. We have to give them a good salary. Similarly, we need a vehicle to travel, we need a home to live in, we need some clothing. But we need moderation in everything. In another narration of Rasulullah, something similar to this. If man have one valley of gold, he'll desire for another valley of gold. And we get the second valley of desire for a third valley of gold, and only the sand of the grave will satisfy him. Now, the most important thing is after iman, the first pillar is to read our Faraz Salah on its prescribed time. Whatever job you have, occupation, profession, as far as possible, males make an effort to read our Salatul Jama'ah. If for some reason our workplace is such, or we are traveling long distances, there are no masjid or musallas on the way, so carry a musalla in your vehicle, carry a plastic sandal for wuzu, a water can to use in the toilet for istinja, etc. We have the times of salah in our mind today, with technology on our cell phone, you get the namaz times, on the al-fajr watch also, you get the salah times. So it's very easy to, and even the Qibla direction, very easy. You have that app, Qibla Finder, on your cell phone, and you put the cell phone on the ground, show you the direction of the Qibla. So read our Salah on time. Allah praise those businessmen who are particular about the Salah. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. There are certain servants of Allah for business, trade, or any other occupation does not stop them from the remembrance of Allah and from being reading salah, etc. The other is we earn our money the halal way and we spend it in the halal way. We don't work in the alcohol industry, in the gambling industry. We, especially our women folk, they can't work in a film modeling industry, in a beauty context, a beauty salon, where they have to expose their face and hair and the shape of the body. That is all haram. And this film industry, they offer a lot of money to pretty girls, handsome men, or those that can do a good act. They will offer you $1 million or whatever. But it's all haram. It's not permissible. Half low for the respect is better than getting so much, but in the haram way, Allah protect us. And once Allah Ta'ala give us the money also the halal way, one is we have to give our 2.5% zakat. Those that have the nisab of zakat, see the Jamiat website, after paying our debts, etc. The other is, alhamdulillah, we appreciate the generous donors, to those that build masjid, madrasas, etc. We have such wonderful facilities. And at the same time, we need to take care of our immediate family members first. The teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, start spending with your wife, your children, your parents, or somebody in your family, cousins, uncles, those that are in need, try to help them. And we do everything with ikhlas and sincerity, what the right hand gives. The left hand don't come to know. مَسَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَسَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِائَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah Ta'ala gives an example. Though they spend the wealth correctly, properly with ikhlas, that 1 rand or 50 rand or 1,000 rand or $1,000 or whatever you gave, each dollar, each pound, or each rand, Allah will multiply it 700 times and even more. Like how the milli seeds are. From one seed that is planted, a beautiful millicorn has grown. And if you open the peels of the millicorn, so many delicious millet seeds are there, what we fry or roast it and we eat it. Similarly, that few rands that we spend in the path of Allah for good causes, then Allah will multiply those rewards in Jannah also. And the dua for halal rozi, Allahumma kfina bihalalika an haramik, wa Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramik. Ya Allah, make me independent of people, and I must only be dependent on you. And Ya Allah, you fulfill our needs with ease and comfort. Obviously, we are living in this world, especially if you're running a business, etc. Sometimes you get into debts, you buy goods on account, and then as you sell it, you start paying for the goods, etc. Similarly, sometimes you need to take a loan. You're going for Umrah, going for Hajj, or somebody fell sick in the family, it is a wedding in the family, some unforeseen circumstances. But make niyyah to pay back your loan. And take a loan according to your income, how much we can pay back. Don't take such a big loan where you know your income would not match the loan after you won't be able to pay. Simply, we need a reliable vehicle to travel. And within our budget, we buy a vehicle. And our intention must not be also to show off or for pride. The other harms of wealth, Allah Ta'ala says, Surah Al-Haqum Al-Takasuru Hatta Zurtum Al-Maqabir Kalla Sofa Ta'alamun Summa Kalla Sofa Ta'alamun. Mankind, they compete in wealth. Who can have a better car? Who can have a better home? And suddenly debt will come to us. So it's at times greed of wealth. A person don't look at halal and haram. The laws of inheritance are very just law. Try to give a little bit extra to those that are going to inherit. Similarly, the laws of business partnership, etc., we try to be just and fair. And at the same time, there is some give and take situation. Example, like one business partner got 5 children, and the other business partner got 1 child or no children. So the monthly drawing will be a bit high on the other side, the person got 5 children. But see how they can resolve the problem amicably or separate, because the partnership may not work in the future. Today we in South Africa have to pay school fees, madrasa fees, etc. So Allah guide us to be honest and fair with one another. Allah help us and guide us. Let's make a small dua. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بحمده واصيلا صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغرنا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وكهل الرجال ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك ومن جميع سخطك اللهم إني أعوذ بك بجهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا سمعنا وأطعنا وفرمزل برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين